few months later, there's the break in the deal, and the Zichron and Zavorim is cancelled, another fight, and now Reuven is back in the picture.
That's like a lot of work for lawyers.
And he buys it, and we are now in basically. Is the agent who introduced Reuven to that house entitled to agent fees? What did we learn up to now? We learned there's a concept that not every time you introduce do you get the agent fees. There's something called Yish. Yish, we gave an example of two cases last week, where the agent gives up his rights to agent fees. How? Either
a negative act.
Either, yes. Either the situation is he introduced a boy to a girl, but the boy married something else. And then he got divorced and then remarried the introduction. Well, as soon as you get married, the agent said, no way, the shatkan said, no way, you're going to get it. I'm yes, from my original introduction.
Sounds like this.
Yeah. Another case, we gave introduction to a 35-year-old boy, misrepresentation. He wasn't supposed to be 35, he was supposed to be 30 and a half. Found out 35, not interested. 2 years later, she's older, she's interested. Yeah? That's what we also say was another example of Yish. On the other hand, just because I don't want to have your suggestion because I don't like the guy, and then later on I overcome my feelings, that wasn't enough to create Yish, to say you give up your fees. And also because there was the dispute in money, I was 200,000 below the asking price, and after a few months we came to terms, doesn't mean there was Yish that you give up your agent fees. So the question over here, do we have a situation of Yish in our case where the agent wants to be entitled to his agent fees or not?
Say the case again.
The case is, I introduce Reuven to a house that is already signed a pre-contract called Zichron Devarim.
So your real contract would probably be Yish, but a pre-contract probably not.
Why?
I might get, I don't know the statistics, but I introduce
Reuven to a house which is already off the market. It's Zichron Devarim. Then it breaks, and you get it.
Well, so, wait, I started the Chathila when it was off the market. So where's my Yish? I was planning on it coming back on the market, no?
That means coming back on the market. Yeah. Okay.
Why?
It's like the guy you asked last week, I hear you're getting divorced in 2 months.
Oh, we're going to discuss that in a moment. So, it's been suggested by Matus that this is slightly different. Why is this different? Because in the cases of Yish, we have Yish, meaning I introduced you to something, which was Shaya. And then it came, no longer Shaya, got married, I give up my fees. Here, I'm lachachila introducing you to an apartment which is not available. It's already under contract.
Was it? Is that the case?
Zichron Zavorin was already signed.
And he knew when he introduced it?
And he knew it was already signed. And still introduced. So is there Yish in such a case? Now when it does come back on the market, the Zichron Zavorin is broken, the pre-contract is broken, and now it's available for Reuven, and he takes it. Does Reuven now have to pay those agent fees because the agent can sign her? I was never the Yish.
The second time, after the Zichron Zavorin was moved to the top, did Reuven do anything to advance it?
No.
In other words, the buyer, the first one went off, and he directly contacted.
Yes.
What's the percentage of Zichron Zavorin following through to the sale? 50-50, 70-50?
I would probably say the majority of cases follow through, but it's highly recommended not to do it.
But a contract would come through more often than a Zichron Zavorin, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if a girl's already engaged, the shotgun introduces her to someone else.
Ah. So let's go to our other case, which is starting. We're starting our case then. Now we're starting the second case against the Bishlis. Similar. And we have to also discuss this. The Shatzkun knows of a marriage on the rocks. And he says,
maybe he's trying to help them. Maybe
trying
to
help them.
Marketing. This class is beginning to become like a soap opera.
I've got a girl.
She's also on the rock.
Yeah. She's available, and I think that'd be matzim for him when he gets divorced. So he goes and matzia, and he gives the shidduch, and he says, look, you're white, you know, I know you're going to get divorced, you know you're going to get divorced, but I've got a girl for you. Kachaya, they got divorced, and he did go out with her, and he got engaged to her. Now the Shatzkun comes with a tzvia of Shatzkonus.
Why not?
Does he entitled to get Shatzkonus geld in that case? And is it, therefore, we've got two cases, aren't they the same? Both cases are situations where I'm giving over an option which is not really available at the time, but then it becomes available, and then it goes through. And therefore I'm asking agent fees for the house which is already under contract and for the man which is still married.
Not the same cases.
Are they the same? Are they the difference?
The house, maybe it was unsettled by the house. The agent at the time didn't know that it was under contract.
Oh, he did.
He knew?
Yeah. He was under contract.
The Shatchin is more like... The guy is married on the rocks. The Shatchin knows what he's doing.
No, it's not just that. The Shatzkun is waiting for a tnai, right? It's supposed to happen in order for his deal to go through. The Metaveich is waiting for a tnai that's not supposed to happen in order for his deal. Big difference.
The marriage is also not supposed to break up.
It is supposed to break up. They're already in the
Shatzkun is anticipating it happening, but the Metaveich was not anticipating it happening.
Why is he introducing him to a house which is already under contract?
The truth is, I don't know how it is here, but in the United States, agents will continue to show property even when it's into escrow because you don't know if it's going to fall out.
Let me ask you a question like this. Is a house that's under contract still a house?
Yeah.
It is a man who's married.
No.
A man that's available for shidduch.
Is he Ashkenazi or Sephardi?
I'm asking like this.
From a halachic or a technical point of view, a man can marry more than one woman.
Is it just a barrier to the parties involved? I've got something in the way. Okay, eventually that barrier will go away, or maybe it won't go away, but it's just a barrier, but there's got two parties which I want to connect, and that's what I'm doing. I'm connecting two parties just with a barrier in the way which will maybe go away, not go away, and when it happens, then I made the connection. Or, it's not just a barrier, I'm introducing something which is, it's not shy, it's not possible of a connection. So you tell me?
Shatzkun is not possible. Why? Because currently he's not available. So if you want to ask from halachic point of view,
that's part of halachic point of view.
But the shidduch is more likely than the real estate. Two people can't buy one house, but a guy can marry two women.
Nowadays he can.
That I'm disappointed. Starting off well tonight.
Say that again, Yuri.
Shatzkun knew that obviously it's not getting divorced because he read the show. He knew this was on the way and he had no idea really.
Yes, he knows it's on the way. What's the halacha if I introduce you to something which is not shayach, but it's going to happen? It's a dovah shelo v'lo lo.
It's a baya.
Anytime you sell an apartment on paper, it's not here yet.
No, but that's
what?
It's a dovah shelo v'lo. I'm connecting a dovah shelo v'lo. It's like saying, you know, this guy's going to have a baby girl. I'm making a shidduch with the baby girl. You know, when she comes out and gets 18 years old.
It was a machlokas in the Gemara. Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the chiddush of the Imri Yosha and Chiyush Chiddush. Sha'altzi.
Here's another one.
Mikilas Kadoshes Roizdo. The Shatran Echot. It was a Shatran, she had seen a shidduch lifnei Avreich Echot. She is Pasha in Ishka Lagashim. This is not new. This is old. This case has happened before. There was a shidduch made between an avreich who is still married, but is on the verge of getting divorced. But after kach girish avreich, and the avreich got divorced eventually. Hanal ishto. But after girish and nichnas shatzun acher bedovah begomah hashidduch hanal. And another shatzun came in and made the connection with the girl, which was already introduced to the man who is still married. The term shigirish is ishto. For this topic in Yesh Lerishon Matzil, does the first shatzin get anything for the introduction he made to the husband when he was still married? Says the Imri Yosha, Nidan Dadan, my case, Shehisla Shatan Tem Shegisha, that the shatzin started before he was divorced. To Lo Shach Yish, it's not Shach Yish, Adarabba. On your own, Shohei Masabish Shabbati Yigarish Oso. Forget the Shatran is saying, I'm hoping, I'm wanting that you divorce that, and I hope that maybe it's going to happen. I'm not Miyayish, forget it, I'm trying to make it happen. Vadai Mikra Hasam, Vadai, they take Shatranus. Vadai, you take Shatranus. How do we understand this? How do we understand such a halakha? It's a Dovah Shelo Be'olam. It's not even B'yodo. With contracts, with the contract of the Zichron Devarim, it's always B'yodo of either party to say, I'm just not going ahead with it. Each side is B'yodo to split it up, the contract of the house. You could say, yes. So you could say, it's in the world, there's something in the way which each party could break.
B'yodo, Lagarsha.
But, with Gerishon, one party can't divorce without the consent of the other party. You can't force Gerishon.
You can. I mean,
you cannot force Gerishon.
Physically you can.
You cannot halachically force Gerishon.
It's osur, but it's effective.
It's halacha whether it's a shayla whether it's effective. If you do either shliach, either shliach, the kavur, yeah. You cannot force Gerishon.
What?
It's not biyoto.
That makes it also, doesn't make it ineffective.
If you I say shliach, it definitely doesn't work. It's not shliach. You need that to be available for you to be able to get the Gerishon through. So therefore, it's not something just in the way, it's something which is not in my hands to even contemplate. How can we even suggest that the suggestion is a suggestion?
That's not the point. The point is that the Shatran looked at the picture.
Yes, but he's not even doing a job.
The Shatran's not the Baldur
either. We've got two things. There's two points. I'm doing a job, and then am I miyash from getting my wages for the job? Here, I'm not even doing the job. The job is to connect two parties. Here, I'm not connecting any parties to the cause. It's not possible.
We're not dealing with Kenyan here. Why do we care about Dhamma Shalom Ba'olam? We're not dealing with Kenyan here.
Has he done work?
Yes.
Has he work? Done work?
He's given him a referral.
If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened.
A referral at the moment, which is totally useless.
Why not? If somebody sends me to an apartment building and I have no money right now and I hope to get the mashkanta, that's useless?
Again, that you're making a connection with something which is possible.
It's possible I'll get divorced.
It's not possible.
It's possible I'll get divorced.
Possibly there is, but at the moment it's off limits. It's not off limits. It doesn't exist.
The shop is not one of the parties.
It's like saying to him, I'll give you an example. It's like saying to him, I've got a house which will be built in 10 years' time, fine, I'll give you all the details. And therefore, I'm making a shidduch now with
That's
you.
That's what happens
house.
In this country all the yes. time. Any apartment you buy on paper.
The builder's not even yet around to build it. Yeah. Yeah. He's a 10-year-old kid. He's going to build it in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
The shach is not an introducer, not a party in either case. Meaning, in the case of the real estate, he's not one of the two parties in the contract. The seller is, and another buyer.
Yes.
So he doesn't have control over that either. In both cases, he is an outside party.
But he's connecting two those people. He's connecting those two parties on something which is... Here he's not making any connection.
He thinks it's shayach. So I'm going to think it's shayach.
Yeah, they think it's shayach, but it's not shayach. So this question, this question was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And then I want you to come up with the answer which Rav Moshe Feinstein will
give.
The shatzchen. This question, how is it possible to get fees for something and connect? What's the job to connect? I'm not connecting it. It's impossible for you to have a connection. You're married.
So maybe he's getting fees for planting the idea, the seed in his mind to get divorced and get married.
Yeah, you don't get shatchonos for helping divorce. No, but you started saying something. Planting a seed. No, planting a seed. What's going to happen? Not because of the divorce. Planting the seed.
The
Moshe Feinstein's Mechadish Achidish. Like this. Yes, I'm doing no work at the moment. For the work I'm doing at now, I get nothing. I'm not entitled to anything. I didn't do anything now. But as soon as he gets divorced, and then he goes out with the girl, which I suggested. When he goes out with the girl, well, how does he go? Why is he going out with the girl now?
To delay.
Why is he going out now after the divorce?
Because you introduced her.
I'm like introducing now. When he goes out with the girl after divorce, I'm doing the work as a shatchan now at that stage. Therefore, the work was never done before. The work was planted before, but was actually given over and taken effect.
Every shidduch is like that. It only works when the couple gets engaged.
No, that's just a tonight. The work is put together.
So I don't understand.
There's no putting together.
It's as if he only heard the shidduch.
Yes.
The minute he got divorced.
Correct.
Okay, let me ask
exactly.
this question.
And
let's say the shot. Let's say the shot. Let's say the shot's been dropped dead before he got divorced. Would his yorshim be entitled to shatchanos?
No.
Okay.
So therefore, in both cases, entitled to shatchanos. In the real estate as well. Because, as we heard, Zichron Devarim, it's not a contract, Zichron Devarim is possible to break. It's possible to break. And the agent went in the idea that there's okay, the Zichron Devarim. I'm making even a connection now. It's just a barrier in the way. Maybe the barrier will go down. I'm making the connection. I definitely not miyash from ever working. Maybe it will still work. As Derech Teva goes, Zichron Devarim are possible to break, and therefore things will come back to where there can be a union. So therefore, definitely entitled to shatchanos.
According to our svara, even if it was a regular contract, it would still be okay. Just like they're married, so that a regular contract
yes.
is no more binding than a marriage.
Correct. Even though there are some would argue, some people do argue on the Moshe's chilek. But everyone would agree in agent fees. That's what I'm trying to say. The agent fees is much easier to hear that you're entitled to the agent fees for connecting people, even though there's a zichron devarim at the time of the connection there is. Now, let's move to our next shaila, basically.
So the answer is regarding the shidduch that he will get the fee.
He will get the fee, but it's a chiddush of Moshe, and there are people who argue with Moshe. But in the agent fees,
the
Zichron Devarim, for sure, he's entitled.
They argue with the Imre Yosher?
What?
They argue with the Imre
yes.
Yosher?
Because the zichron dvarim is definitely something which is just a barrier. Not often. Not
the marriage is on its way out.
But it wasn't out yet, and you still need her consent and that, for the divorce. It's not totally on the odds of the husband before.
Well, when she found that he was looking for another shidduch, she was masking.
It was her idea.
He was the shock.
Okay, now listen to this case. This is a very interesting case. We'll get you talking. Now, a common case, quite common like this, Ketubis. Reuven owns an apartment. He rents it out to Shimon for a year. 3 months into the contract, Shimon wants to leave. If you leave, she still has to pay for the rest of the year. So now Shimon wants to bring somebody else in his place. So he founds Levi. Levi comes and signs for 2 years.
With the original landlord?
With the original landlord. He signs a contract for 2 years. Now, Shimon takes Reuven and Levi to Basin. Shimon the renter, the original renter, takes Reuven and Levi to Basin. What's
this,
he says?
This happens often?
This happens a few times. I want agent fees from Levi, for sure. He was looking for apartments. I gave him an apartment. And from Reuven as well. I'm entitled to agent fees. But he got a renter.
Last year, he's got a claim. For the second year, he's got a claim. Because he was only meant to be there for the first year anyway.
The second year?
Because
he needed the guy for the first year. The second year was a bonus for
Reuven. Is he entitled? Let's take each one individually. Let's talk about Levi. Levi, the new renter. Is Shimon entitled to agent fees from Levi, the new renter?
Shimon obviously is not a licensed renter.
No, but that's in Halacha, where the Chiyuv is because of Hanah. Then he's entitled to agent fees, but not the going rates, the lowest rates.
Levi's giving him Hanah. Lady's giving him enough. He'd owe 9 months worth of rent. Lady should collect from him.
I don't know. He's doing it for him. He's not doing it for Lady. His intention was to get out of this hole.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes a difference. This is like, Derek Haggab, he got a bonus that he could charge him.
Well, we said it makes a difference.
Just, I don't want to get stuck.
We said it does make a difference. That if he's doing
it, should make a difference.
Yeah. If he's not doing it for the guy, then he's not entitled to it.
Everyone agrees that if Levi is not renting from Reuven, he's just renting from Shimon, and Shimon is still, so to speak, the renter, then it's obvious in such a case he's not entitled to agent fees from Levi. Why?
He's doing it himself.
Because he is the Bar-Dover. He is the renter. He's the Maskin. He's renting out. This case only starts if I cancel my rental. Shimon cancels the rental with Reuven, and Reuven makes a new contract with Levi. Now we have a site.
But even so, it's for his benefit.
Now the question. Levi, you were looking for apartments. I found you apartments. Not my apartments. It's Reuven's apartments. You have to give me agent fees.
No, did he pay fees for cancelling early? Did Shimon pay fees for cancelling
your own? No. He said, you find a replacement, you're okay.
So then it's his benefit then if we're getting it.
It definitely is his benefit.
So he can't what?
Let me ask you a question.
I found him apartments. I also did myself a favor at the time, correct? I found him apartments.
Pay the same, pay me the money, but I won't like him.
I do your service, you're looking.
He's making him a headache, he's going to change the rent.
Levi, the new renter, I'm doing him a service. Of course I'm doing him a service. I choose I'm doing him a service. I'm doing him a service. I introduced him to Ruby.
No, Levi's doing him a service. I'll tell you what, I'll do you a favor, I'll move in for you. Change the framing.
Is Levi looking for apartments in the area which he can't find, and I'm connecting the to him, to Reuven, I'm doing him a service.
Maybe he would say, I'm broken because I'm doing him a favor. I would have gone somewhere else.
Let's say Shimon wasn't there, and he just introduced Levi to Reuven. For sure, he's called doing a service. Now he's there. Why should that make a difference?
They're doing it for himself.
Also doing it for himself. Correct.
Can't collect.
He's only doing it only for himself.
His kavanah is not
lishma. Clearly, it's not lishma because he's trying to come in
there. Does he get money out of 9 months, or is he entitled to commission for the balance over a year?
So let's look at Shulchan Aruch, which we saw. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch, which we saw a few times before, like this. Shnayim shenitnesu v'hotzi echad hotzos. Two people in jail. And one of the people in jail spent money to get himself out of jail. Yes? That's why I'm surprised you didn't remember. One of them spent money to get Sam out of jail, and he got also his friend out of jail at the same time.
In the case
of the
guy getting divorced?
If he doesn't have to spend more money to get his friend out, the same amount of money which he needed to get himself out, he got his friend out at the same time. He can't charge for the service of getting his friend out of jail. Why? Yes, you got benefit from my job, but I didn't lose anything because I was doing it for myself. Abu! And now you have to understand this Abu. Abu, you're it, Abu Shnehem! But if at the time when he spent money, he did the money he was spending, not just for himself, but with Kavona, also for the benefit of his friends in jail, then Chayv Nitzlo Mashanena, then he does have to pay for that benefit which he got. Because he saved him. Even although he's not spending any more money to get him out, and he's spending the money to get himself out, but because he had Kavona,
and yeah, the money was for himself.
He has to pay him all the expenses.
If Shimon was looking for somebody that was going to rent him for 2 years, then he would be entitled because of the second year. But if Shimon was looking for anybody, and the regret lady wanted it for 2 years, he's not entitled.
Why?
He's doing it for himself.
Why the first and why the second?
Why the second one?
Because that was spending the same money. Let's say he spends
money. Shimon wasn't the Shulchan Aruch again.
Let's say he spends money to get Bona out. And his friend ends up going out of jail a month earlier. So what? So then he has to pay?
No, but says the Shulchan Aruch. You didn't listen correctly, I think. Says the Shulchan Aruch. That's if he spends the same amount of money to get himself out, at the same time he gets a friend out, even though he doesn't have to spend a pruta more, not even a cent more. It depends whether his kavana was at the time to help his friends or not to help his friends. If he had no kavana to help his friends, then he can't get compensated for the money he spent. But if he had kavana to help his friends, even though he didn't have to spend a cent more than the money he spent for himself, then he's entitled.
His kavana was just helping himself.
It seems to me that depends on the kavana.
His kavana was to get himself. He didn't want to pay extra money. There was no
question
for anybody else. He was only looking
out
for himself.
If his kavanah is for both people, yes, what's the halacha?
If it's for both people, then he would be...
Yes, he was looking to get himself out of jail, but at the same time, he's got...
It's not the same case at all. There he's spending money.
It's not the same case.
He's spending money to get out of jail.
Yes.
Here, he's not spending money. Here's the opposite. There he had to proactively spend money and help himself.
Spending time
here,
and effort.
This is Hosos.
That's right. Time and
effort. This is Hosos. That's your Hosos. So they have two different things.
This is the case of Shas Kovas.
This is Hosos.
I am doing the job.
He doesn't get reimbursed for his time.
I get the
job. He just gets reimbursed for the money he spent.
For the job he did.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get
it. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Chiyuv pays because of Yorah, the Tosaf does Shachavera, and you have to pay for the job.
In the prison case?
Yes.
So he has to pay him for time also?
Yeah, he has to pay the lowest rate because he didn't speak about the rate.
He has to pay him for time aside from ourselves?
Yes.
But it's also. Now, so it's time in also.
Let us now make you even more. Mumasabah. Let's relate this to another dintera. Before, I'm going to answer both dinteras at the same time. Like this. Very common dintera, especially in Bet Shemesh.
Is somebody suing their territory again?
That's the second most common. Now, everybody knows that Bet Shemesh has a problem with meterage in buildings. Yes? Because the builders always, when they built the apartments in lots of these areas around here, use all the meters up possible, which is not naturally done in other areas, but that's how it happens in Bet Shemesh. So now when people want to extend, because their families are getting bigger, they have a problem. Yeah? So they've got two options. Either the illegal option, which was popular in the past, but nowadays is not so popular with the
that I know of.
less popular than it
used to be. Extremely popular.
Extremely popular, not as popular as it used to be.
Not as extreme.
I mean,
or you have to go for the process, and Darren is not over here, but the process of changing Shinagaba and getting more meterage, which is all problems, and a big investment. $20,000, for example, for a building. Now, some people want meterage, and some people don't want meterage. Yeah, I don't need to have big meters. Yeah. The old couple, children no longer in the house. I need more meterage. Don't need more meterage. So when the neighbors who are paying for the meters come around and said, I would like you to chip in, and says, I don't need it.
Maybe this is for the whole building?
Yes, because Shinataba means you have to change the meterage in the building and everyone gets more meterage. Even the ones which not necessary don't need it. Don't want it.
Doesn't have to be that.
Doesn't have to be like that. But that's how it's usually done. Now, so they get the meterage, they go around collecting money, and they say, I'm not interested. A few of the neighbors, okay, you're not interested, can't do anything if you're not interested. Then the old couple sell their apartments to a young couple. The young couple start getting bigger, and they investigate, and there is meterage available in their apartments. They take advantage now of that meterage. 10 years later from the original change. Now the neighbors who laid out for that change come with a claim against the young couple and say, hey, we paid for this meterage which you're using. Please chip in now for our expenses. As one of the partners. $20,000. Oh, that's a different challenge. So that's when you did this case right then.
Can you reiterate this?
I didn't get the case right.
They had to spend $20,000 for somebody to arrange for the Shinataba to take effect. They all invested, and part of the neighbors, let's say 10 of the neighbors, were the ones who actually paid for it. The other 4 neighbors were interested in it, and therefore they never chipped in for that. Now, one of those 4 neighbors sells their apartments, and the new couple come in. They are interested, and they take advantage of those meters which was given to their apartment as well, and they build, and now the neighbors who paid laid out for the 20,000, those 10 neighbors, now they came, you're using the meters which we had to pay for, so you now have to come and join up with us.
But they couldn't
have 111 three walls, is that the fourth wall?
No. They couldn't have possibly been mechaven for this couple because they weren't even around at the time.
So is it Yayesh?
No, they wouldn't have a kavana to begin with.
Who?
It wasn't the Oreg itself.
So what exactly is the situation?
No, they weren't. They weren't here. They didn't exist.
Let's touch up. What did they do? What did they do? Let's touch up what they did. When they got this meterage for $20,000, what were they doing?
They got it for themselves.
They got it for themselves because the mechir doesn't go down. If you say, don't give meterage to him, but only give to us, doesn't change. 20,000 is for the change. Whether he gets meterage or doesn't get meterage. That's why they generally give meterage to everybody. So why not? It doesn't cost me any more or less for not giving him mitzvahs. Let him give him mitzvahs, and when he uses it, I'll get some of my money back. That's the kavana why they generally give mitzvahs to everybody in the world. So therefore, the kavana is, I'm paying this money for myself. But at the same time, I am discovering that this apartment over here should get me to rich. Why? Because I want him to get me to rich in the event that, even though I know Mirosh that he's not going to pay, in the event that eventually, if it ever gets used, I'll be able to get some of my money back. And that's my kavana when I'm paying the $20,000 and I'm giving him the meterage. I'm discovering for myself and for my friends at the same time. Even although it's not costing me any more for my friends. Why I'm doing that, in order in the event that he ever uses it, I'll be able to claim money back. And that is my kavana.
It's the wrong friend.
So the question in such a case, do they have a claim from the young couple who bought from the old couple?
Why not? They're building on their own property. I don't have to pay for my property. You couldn't pay for my property. No, you didn't. You paid for my right to build on my property. You paid not for my right, you paid for the right of the previous owner to build on my property.
Whether they do or they don't, but they can investigate and find out.
And they sold that to me when they sold the property.
It's a 100-meter apartment. Ah. It has the potential for 120 because there are meters attached to it. And so they know Mirosh that they can build.
So firstly, if the old couple managed to get more money because there's meterage available.
They certainly did.
If they managed to get more money because there's meterage available, then the chiv to pay
is on the old couple.
It's on the old couple because the old couple is using the meterage. It's not the young couple. The old couple is using the meterage. The chiv to pay is the old couple. You're going to the wrong person. Wrong kotevet, wrong address. Go to the old people. They're the ones who used it already. I mean, he paid for it. I paid them. You go. They used it. That's if they're getting more. But if the old couple, which sometimes happens because they're a bit naive, and they don't realize that they have an extra chip in their thing, then they don't realize, and the state agent doesn't even bother looking into it. Yeah? So, and he doesn't get more money because the meterage, because there's no discuss or incentive putting the meterage in. He said, no, what's the going price for 100 meters? This is the going price in this area for 100 meters. What about the 20 meters? I've not discussed nothing to me. Therefore, the old person never used the meterage because he didn't get any benefit out of that meterage. Who's using the meterage now? The young couple's using the meterage, which they never paid for. Because they never paid extra for those meterage. So now the claim is against them. The meterage was given to you, the young couple. No one else paid for it. You're the ones that are first using it. We make a claim. Using it? Pay us! That's the claim.
Say that again?
Now, what did Matthew say? I didn't even hear what he said.
The young couple wasn't around. They couldn't possibly make comment for that.
It's something that exists already. It's here. You're allowed to use it because it's here. You can't tie them on.
In the same way, when the young couple buys an apartment, and the day after they move in, and their mirpeset is leaking, they inherited this problem. They're still mukhuyev to whatever extent to fix it. So
who's mukhuyev?
The young couple, because their mirpeset is leaking on the neighbors below.
Yeah.
So they have both the responsibilities that come with their apartment and the rights.
Yes.
So?
No, pay for it.
I don't see the comparison.
Okay, so the pastors of the Shulchan Aruch, which you just learned, the pastors of the Shulchan Aruch is, I did a job, I'm entitled for payment as soon as somebody gets benefit from that job. Who's getting benefit from the job which I did?
Young couple.
Young couple to pay. That's the Pesach of the Shvus Yaakov. I did a job based on the Shulchan Aruch. I did a job with kavana for you, even though it didn't cost me any more. For a kavana of you, whenever you use it, you have to pay because I did a job. It's something which is worth money, which somebody is now taking advantage for. Bang! Says in the Sivas, that's not Peshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at number 3. That's not Peshat. Peshat is Zenene Zelo Chosa, you're not chayv to pay. He's not spending any more money. You don't have to pay. for that. That's all called a job. Whenever he's doing it for himself and he doesn't have to spend more money, that's called doing it for himself, and it's all called a schar pula. You can't charge for it. I once mishat in the shulchan off that you can charge when you do adash nehem. Shachach adim b'chol mokum. Shachach dover sorach l'shnehem. There's a halacha in shukfus, in partnerships, that when something is needed, a necessity for two parties, it's impossible for one party to get that necessity without doing it also for his friends, who also is a necessity, then both parties can force each other to do it and to pay for it. It's a halacha in shukfus. We're in a situation we both desperately need. It's something which we have to have. And therefore, the cause by definition is, this is a partnership project. A partnership project, even if you don't want it, you have to pay for it. Because what do you mean you don't want it? You have to have it. You have to get out of prison. What do you mean? You're going to stay in prison all the rest of your life? You need to get out of prison. You need. So therefore, it's a job by definition. Not I'm doing for you. It's a job which is a partnership. And therefore, like one partner paying for expense of the partnership, the other one has to automatically pay. That's Mishat. But if it would be for such a logic, you can't charge for the job for which you're doing really for yourself, and you're not spending any more expenses for the other person. So therefore, based on this Nesivus, let's analyze the two cases that we have in front of us. A machlokus between the Nesivus and the Shmeres Yaakov. In the case where I'm doing a job, not spending for myself, and it also for my friends, but I'm not spending any more money for him, can I get my money back or not? Shmeres Yaakov says, for sure you can. I'm doing a job for him. Even though I'm really doing it myself, still, I had kavanah for him, that's good enough. So the Nesivus is not good enough. So only if it's a necessity which he has to have, which I can force him to do, then you can get compensated. So, let's now analyze the two cases. Let's start with the last case first. The case where the young couple bought the apartment from the old couple. And the old couple didn't use it. Not in monetary wise and not physically. And now the young couple discover this and start using it. Now the neighbors come and say, we spent money, yes, for ourselves, but with kavanah for you. You
can't be kavanah for you.
So then, who compensates us?
We didn't know them. How could they have kavanah for them? They didn't know them.
They didn't need it. The old couple
didn't need it.
They didn't know them. How could they have kavanah for them?
So let's look at the Shmuz Yaakov. For sure, you can claim from the young couple the Shmuz Yaakov.
Why?
Because I did a baller. I did work. And now you're taking on to
even the Shmuz Yaakov is more than you have to have kavanah for the people you're helping.
No, I have to have kavanah that this is work, not just for myself. That's the Shmuz Yaakov. I'm doing a schar pula. If anyone wants to take hold of it, then you have to pay. Pardon? The young couple's taking
advantage.
No, it's like me. Like me planting in this field, and now you're saying, okay, now you're saying, I'm interested in it. Later on, not interested. As soon as you're interested in it, whoever it is has to pay.
Oh, wait a
minute. I did.
That's a good example. If Reuven plants in Shimon's field, and Shimon sells the field to Levi, Levi does not have to pay Reuven.
Yes, he does.
Levi doesn't have
to pay. If Shimon never paid for it.
Levi doesn't have to pay.
If Shimon never wants it.
Because he said he was never mechavis for Levi.
But according to the Nesivus, you can never, it's not called work. What's the chiv? We're partners, and it's a job we both need, and I can force you at the time to spend those hotzos. Otherwise, you can't get your money back. Did the old couple, who's the partner here?
The old couple.
Were the old couple ever partner at the time I did this? No?
No,
definitely not. So therefore, the old couple, if they would ever use it, that would show that it was necessary for them to have it, and then you could say, we were, Lola Freya, always partners in this. So you have to pay. But the young couple were never partners in this. And you can't charge for the job it's not a job, because you do it for yourself. Partners, well, I was never a partner, you, the old couple were partners. So you can't get money back according to this. So in such a case, You have to write a special contract at the time that you're doing this, originally, and go around signing all the neighbors in order to cover yourself for the nesivos. Otherwise, you end up in a situation where you are in a weak position in respect to the opinion of the nesivos.
Who has to write a special contract? Who has to write a special contract?
The people who are paying for the beterich and the originally, the $20,000. If they want to recover themselves, they'll be able to make claims at a later date from anybody who uses it, even people who move in afterwards. They would have to make special contracts with the present people around in order to obligate anyone who moves in as well.
How is it going to obligate people to move in?
The
obligation doesn't transfer to the buyer.
You can write contracts in such a way that it can.
What would the old couple be signing? What would they be saying?
They would be saying is that we are giving you rights in our apartment. Rights in our apartment in the event that the meter is ever used, then we are sending you rights in our present apartment. No, you can't force.
Wait a minute.
You said
last week or 2 weeks ago that if the rights are not recorded in Habu, they don't exist. Last week or two weeks ago, if the rights are not recorded in Taboo, they don't exist as far as the new buyer is concerned. If you don't put it in Taboo, then the new buyer has no way of knowing about it. We don't treat it as if
there's no knowing about it. They exist.
No, he's not obligated on them. You can't have shibudim on the karka without putting it in Taboo.
We're putting on the present counter. There's ways of doing it. Don't worry. Now, let us analyze the case. The shot. Let us analyze here.
I can sell my right for people to use my kitchen, not tell a prospective buyer.
No, that's part of the agreement. You have to put also into any contract that you sell. You have to put this.
So let's say, what do you mean? Let's say I don't put it in the contract and they sell.
We'll chase the old couple.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. But they can't go after the new couple if the old couple didn't tell
them. There's different ways to do it. Okay. There's plenty of ways to do it. You just have to have a bit of confidence that you can always write something in the contract to be able to do anything. You just have to do it in a proper way. Size legally and halakhically. There's ways to do things always. Now, let us analyze. Let us analyze now our case. The renter wants out. He finds a replacement renter. Is he entitled to get agent fees from the owner of the apartment and from the new renter?
According to who?
What?
According to who?
According to Tommy, are you entitled?
You say Yeshua Shachel doesn't require kavana for the other guy, so he's entitled.
And of course,
2 years, 1 year probably not.
No, for this, no. We're talking about the buyer now, not the seller. That's nothing to do with 1 or 2 years.
Let's now talk about Levi. Let's talk about Levi, the buyer. I find Levi in the pub.
Renter.
The renter, the new renter. Am I entitled to rental fees from Levi?
So I would say, according to Shlosh Yaakov, yes, and according to Yosefus, not.
Okay. You just said something very quick without thinking.
I always say things quick without thinking. What I'm here.
No, think!
No, you can't force it.
Don't force it. Think about the Smoris over here.
According to the Nesivus,
let me ask you a simple question. Levi needs an apartment.
Yes.
So he's getting a benefit. And he needs it.
Levi needs. Right. Yes.
Shimon needs to get out of the apartments.
Yes.
Shimon needs to get out of this apartment.
Levi needs apartments.
Not this one.
Levi needs apartments.
And apartments.
This apartment.
In this deal,
he doesn't need this apartment.
This is what he wants.
Shutfus, they both need that particular
thing. This they need. Both need. No, I need to get out. You need to get in. Therefore, according to the Shulzaka and the Nesivus, you're allowed to have entitled agent fees from the new renter.
Now I'm thinking and I still disagree.
But he doesn't want any other apartments. He doesn't want. He doesn't want another apartment. He goes to another apartment, he also pays agent fees.
He doesn't want to go out and go somewhere else.
So,
He answered. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's got plenty of choice. He's seen all the paths available, and he's chosen this one.
No, he's chosen it. The prior prison didn't choose it.
He's chosen this because he thought
I understand. You've missed the point. That's how I understand. Because the receiver says, yeah, that it's not only when this situation dictates he has to have it. It's true that you're partner. But even if the situation doesn't dictate he has to have it, but afterwards he shows that he wanted it as well, that makes him also our partner, retrospectively, which I can charge him for.
Unless
you sell the apartment to a young couple. Where you weren't a partner.
Where does the Sina say
yes?
Where does the Sina say this? That if you want it afterwards, it says if you're in a
Sina. In the Yosha asked questions on the Nasivas, and this is the Tzurutzin that they. It's Kashi from our Gemara's, the wall. We'll discuss. But. He doesn't say anything. But if he doesn't say such a thing, there's Kashi from Kama and Kama Gemara's against the Nasivas. And this is the answer. Which the Achronim can understand that even the Nasivas would agree that even though it was a necessity, but for later on you show it was a necessity for you because you wanted it, that makes you automatically a partner in retrospective. Therefore, Levi, what's this apartment? Yes, so therefore it's a partnership over here, and what she wants, therefore he has to pay the agent. Now let's look at Reuven the seller. Does he have to pay the agent fees or not?
This is calling you a different question. If I am an agent and I get you a tenant and he pays for a year and then he renews for another year, am I entitled for that second year?
No.
So then he doesn't have to pay him. Because he was zichen on a pile for the first year because he had to pay him the rent and the other guy didn't pay him the rent. So he had a tenant already. He's just replacing it then. He didn't need a b'chlal. So the second year is just an extension on the first year.
If he would have stayed a second year.
The second year is the same tenant as the first year. It's not. It doesn't matter. No, he has the same tenant as the first year.
So everyone's correct. The first year for sure was I gained by some lady coming in. But I didn't gain anything. For sure I don't need it. What about the second year? I gave you now a benefit for the second year. Can I charge you as agent fees for the second year? Now, I found you a renter which you didn't have for the second year. How do I find you now? I like to speak like an agent who says something. Who says I've got a house, I want to rent out in another year's time. Can you find? He finds. He's entitled to agent fees. Yes. Yeah. So therefore, is there a claim here for agent fees for the second year? No, it wasn't. I only have a 1 year contract. I was out afterwards. The second year you had it, it was empty.
Yeah, who says it was empty second year? Maybe my cousin was somewhere. Who says, there's a place I would need an agent to rent it out.
So, the question was that we have to analyze, and we'll analyze it with another case based on next week. And that is, what happens when I claim, yes, this year I didn't need because you already had a renter. You're saying you benefited me for the next year? Take a place you benefited me for the next year. I also don't need to. I will find somebody else or get somebody else.
Well, you can say that with any case of an agency. Who says I need you? I could have gone with somebody else.
So we have to analyze a case. Next week we're going to analyze a case. How do we define when it's called a benefit you gave me and when it's not called a benefit? So I'll leave you with a case to think about for next week, which is related to this. I, the agent, and this happens, I tell you this happens about 4 times a year, basically, in this case. I, the agent, phone up and say,
Next week is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Can we take anything seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
The following week, keep up. I, the agent, and this is what finished. I, the agent, phone you up and say, I know you're selling your apartments, I've got a buyer for you. Says,
Yes, you know I'm selling. How do you know? Because I put out and that advertisement. No tzibuch. No agent fees. I'm not interested in agents. Stay away. I don't want to deal with you. If it's agent fees, I don't want to deal with you. Says the agent. You don't want to pay agent fees? Says, no, I don't want. You can bring buyers, but I'm not interested in agent fees. Okay. So the agent says, okay. So he brings a buyer and makes the shidduch and they buy. And now the agent's advising and saying to the seller, you owe me agent fees. And the seller says, I said clearly beforehand, no agent fees. I'm not interested unless it's agent, no agent fees. Says the agent, yes, I said no agent fees to you, but I went in front of two witnesses afterwards and says, I'm not doing this for free. I'm doing this in order to get money from the seller. I'm just telling him no agent fees, but when he uses it, I'm going to charge him.
How does that help?
I'm going to steal from this place.
So, think about it till next week. Happens.